This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Ring in the new year with some solar panels. For Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler, and for David Brancaccio. As of today, about 1.3 million low-paid managers and supervisors are now eligible for overtime pay. The Labor Department has raised the so-called overtime salary threshold. Management employees who are paid a salary that and make less than $35,568 a year will be entitled to time and a half when they work more than 40 hours a week. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports that in some states, managers making a lot more than that are going to be entitled to overtime pay, too.
The Trump administration adopted a lower salary threshold for overtime than the Obama administration had proposed. But states can set their own higher salary threshold. Paul Sohn at the National Employment Law Project says a new rule in Washington state is among the most expansive. It'll phase in over several years and
protect workers all the way earning up to about $80,000 a year by 2028. So really covering a huge swath of middle class workers.
Anna Gonzalez works for a Washington accounting firm. She says as tax time approaches,
we start working 60 hours a week, like mandatory.
As a salaried professional, she doesn't get any extra pay for that.
I just want that practice to be over and done with because it's not fair.
Gonzalez says under Washington's new salary threshold, she could be eligible for overtime in a few years. Some states with thresholds higher than the federal level include California, New York, and Maine. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Here is where we would do the numbers, but markets are closed on New Year's Day. We will tell you that the Wall Street ended 2019 on a very high note. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ had their biggest annual percentage gain since 2013. The S&P benchmark saw almost a 190% gain. The Dow had its biggest year-to-year gain since 2017. Drug makers Pfizer, GlaxoSmithKline, and Sanofi have confirmed that they will raise the price of a collective 200 medicines here in the U.S. Pfizer says at least 50 of its drugs will see a price hike, including Ibrance, which is used in breast cancer treatment. GlaxoSmithKline will raise the price on 30 of its drugs, including respiratory treatments that use their Ellipta inhaler. Sanofi has not yet said which drugs will be impacted, but confirmed it will be around 10 of its drugs. The hikes are expected to be less than 10%, with the average raise expected to be around 5%. President Trump has made reining in prescription drug prices a pillar of his 2016 presidential campaign, and his administration recently proposed a rule that would allow states to import prescription drugs from Canada.
Hello to 2020 and to all the new Marketplace investors who joined us before the end of the decade. Thank you for being part of this community of donors who believe in the importance of trustworthy, independent news and information. It's your ongoing support that keeps us going strong and helps make people smarter everywhere. Thanks again, and Happy New Year.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Starting today, all new homes in California, ranging from single-family to multi-residential units, will be required to have solar panel roofing, or at least receive power by a larger solar unit. This move toward cleaner energy could help alleviate the state's issues with failing electrical lines, rolling blackouts, and increased risk of wildfires during dry, hot summer months. But it also is possible that the law could lead to new problems for home builders and homeowners. We've got Dr. Joshua Rose on the line to help us understand all of this. He's senior analyst with Vibrant Clean Energy. Josh, good morning.
Morning.
So California is a huge state. Is there sort of economies of scale happening here? Does it matter that the whole state is going to have to implement these solar panels in any new buildings? Is that a big deal?
I mean, I think it is going to be a big deal for new construction. Now, so this law only applies to new construction, and housing turns over relatively slow given how many houses are already out there. You know, but it will be a big deal for new homes getting built.
In terms of sort of what this is going to cost those builders who are building these new houses, these new structures, there has been some pushback, right? That it's going to add sort of cost of labor, things like that. What's going on there?
I think at the beginning there will be some higher costs as builders aren't used to, you know, having to put solar panels on houses from the get-go. But I think those costs eventually will come down because it'll just become part of the standard package. And really, the total cost of the solar system adding to the cost of the house is really just going to tend down towards what is the cost of the panels and the inverter itself and a few extra hours of labor. It's not going to be the same cost that we see today to retrofit a home. As the industry learns how to do this efficiently, I think that they will be able to value engineer this thing down to where it's pretty negligible.
Now, another potential issue is having a robust infrastructure that can support all of this new solar energy. Is California up to that task, you think?
The California market is starting to better interconnect with other electricity markets. In fact, all the way out to Colorado, they're starting to, you know, connect in these imbalanced markets, these wholesale electricity markets that are going to be designed to better move this power around. And so while they will be producing more power, we're also getting better at moving that power around to where it's needed. And so, I mean, I see this as just a normal kind of evolution of the market, and I don't see it being that hard to incorporate, you know, what's coming down the pipe.
This renewable energy shift seems even more relevant to California these days, considering wildfires have become more of an issue there.
Yeah, I mean, I think currently the way that, you know, solar systems work, if the grid goes down and you're connected to the grid, then your solar system stops producing because you don't want to energize lines and, you know, electrocute someone who's trying to fix them. But if homeowners were to take the next step and install storage on their systems, then they could keep, you know, essential loads like refrigeration, you know, going, even if they had these public safety power shutoffs that we're starting to see, you know, happen pretty frequently in California.
Dr. Joshua Rhodes is senior analyst with Vibrant Clean Energy. Dr. Rhodes, thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
Well, they told us they were going to do it a couple of years ago, and now they're running commercials about it. Volkswagen launched a series of TV ads yesterday called The Last Mile to say goodbye to the Beetle. The ads feature cameos from Andy Warhol, who created pieces featuring the iconic car, and Kevin Bacon, whose Footloose character drove a Beetle. The last Beetle rolled off the assembly line at a plant in Mexico in July. As the company says, it's looking toward a future with mass market electric cars. The last Beetles were sold on Amazon to symbolize, according to the company, Volkswagen's embrace of the future. If you're watching football today, you can expect to see one of those ads during the Sugar Bowl and or the Rose Bowl. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.